You're listening to the Nurtured Empath Podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I am deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome to Ask Your Angels. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. I'm an intuitive counsellor, certified EFT practitioner, and spiritual teacher. So this is your weekly opportunity to flex those intuitive muscles. I am going to show you four cards, and I want you just to really tune in, feel into which card has the message for you for this week. So what can be a good way to do that is to close your eyes and just really feel into which card is for you, which number is for you. You might find that a number pops in your head, so a 1, 2, 3, or 4. You might just get a feeling about one of the cards in your body. You may hear a number. So just really tuning into to what that is for you. All right, so let's get started. So this is card number one. And card number two. And card number three. And finally, card number four. All right, so for those of you that were guided to card number one, let's see what your message is for this week. So your message is coming from Archangel Metatron. So Archangel Metatron, he's actually been our Archangel for the month. So if you missed the full moon reading that I did with Archangel Metatron, that is on my YouTube channel as well for you to check out. So he is the archangel that helps look after sensitive souls. So I think that's a beautiful message for you. And you are getting the Chariot. So this one talks about determination and self-control, career advancement, and acknowledgement of success by others. Now, what I'm really being drawn to, if you can see, the angel, he's got his hand over his heart. Now, I know it talks about acknowledgement of success by others, but what I'm really feeling for you, and it's coming into this heart space, is acknowledge the achievement for yourself. So what the angel is guiding me is it may not be anything massive, doesn't have to be a big achievement, something small, and they're asking you to really come into that heart space and to really have gratefulness. Is a word that I'm getting, gratefulness for you, for the things that you do. It could just be, you know, your day-to-day things that you do. Appreciate yourself for that, because, you know, we live in a very fast-paced world here, and that can go by the wayside. So really spending time this week, and as you do things, just be thankful to yourself. Appreciate yourself. Be grateful to yourself for the things that you do in each and every day and the things that you achieve in each and every day. So I hope that message is good for you for this week. All right, for those of you that were drawn to card number two, you are getting Archangel Raguel, and the card is Justice. You can see his beautiful arms out wide. It's an openness is what I'm feeling for you with this one. It's talking about fight for justice and equality. Rulings made in your favor, don't give up. So you can see that he's holding the scales there. One's up and one's down. And what I'm feeling for you in regards to this is, again, it's all about you. So the same with, you know, with card number one, this is about you this week. And really making sure that there is a balance there. So we don't want our needs, you know, the giving to be higher than the receiving or vice versa. So making sure that they are balanced. And I know for you, my beautiful sensitive soul, the chances are that these scales are out of balance in the way of you are giving more than you are being open to receiving. So I'd like you to work on that this week. Again, we come to this heart space. Let's expand that out. Let's open that up and go, you know what? Yes, I am deserving of receiving. I'd love you to type that in the comments if you chose card number two. I am deserving of receiving. I am going to open up my heart. I am going to be open to the beautiful gifts that are going to come my way this week, Because if we don't open up, it's very hard for the universe and the angels to share the things with us that we deserve. Even if we don't realize that we deserve them, it is our job to start to open up to that and see what comes for you this week. I think you'll start to notice a difference when we start to balance that out, when we stop doing all of the giving and none of the receiving. And that is your job this week. I'd like you to start to balance that out a little bit more. All right, for those of you that were drawn to card number 3, you are getting the Page of Raphael. It's all about healing with our beautiful Archangel Raphael. You can see that she's sitting there. It feels like she's alone, has no idea that Archangel Raphael is right behind her there. It's talking about a new emotional situation. Messages regarding relationships or social invitation, great intuitive insights. And what I'm being shown by the angels for you is, you know, you see her sitting there with her back to Archangel Raphael. She doesn't even know he's there. And they're showing me you turning around, and all of a sudden you see it. You see the support that is there. You realize that you're no longer alone. We're not alone here on the earthly plane. We have our angels. We have our spirit guides. We have our ancestors. There's people around us all of the time. We've just got to call them in. We've just got to acknowledge them because they're wanting to help us all the time. You know, the angels in particular, they can't do anything unless we ask. And that's because of our free will here on the earthly plane. So turn around today. Turn around and see them. Feel them. Acknowledge them. And ask for their help. And then you're really going to start to see a shift with that. Life might just get a little bit easier. You know, your day-to-day tasks might just feel a little easier. Things may just flow easier than they have in the past. So that is your job this week, to really acknowledge the support and the guidance that is around you. You've just got to turn around. It's right there. I trust that serves you this week. All right, for those of you that were drawn to card number 4, you are getting, we've got Metatron again, Leap of Faith. Hanging out with us a bit this week, which doesn't make sense. It does make sense, sorry, because like I said, Archangel Metatron is our Archangel of the Month under the full moon. Believe in yourself. Listen to your heart and do what gives you joy. And again, this feels very similar to card number 3. We've got the angel here behind. He doesn't know that he's there. And, you know, it can be scary to take that leap of faith. It can be scary to believe in ourselves. But like I was saying with card number 3, if you knew the support that was around you, the help that was available to you, wouldn't a leap of faith be a little easier? You'd be able to step off that ledge knowing that you will be caught by many, many angels, many, many ancestors, many, many spirit guides. They're around you all of the time. And we have to meet them halfway, don't we? We think about the word inspiration, that comes from in spirit. So we've got to meet them there. We can't sit back and not put ourselves out there a little bit and expect them to carry the full load. We have to meet them halfway. So that's where that leap of faith comes in. And what they're really asking me to ask you this week is, where can you take a leap of faith in your life? You know, it doesn't have to be some big massive shift, some big step off the ledge. Maybe it's just something small. And what they're really showing me is maybe there's someone that you haven't spoken to in a while and you've been thinking about them. They've been in your prayers. And maybe that leap of faith is going to be make that call, send that text message, send that, you know, private message on Facebook or Instagram. However it is that you would contact these people. Maybe that's the leap of faith that you're going to take. And then the angels, spirit guides, ancestors are going to surround you and the other person to allow this meeting to be communicated in the way that you want it to be, for your words to come across in the way that you want them to come across, for your words to be heard and felt in the way that they're intended. That's really what they're sharing with me with you for this week, for those of you that are drawn to card number 4. So I really hope that these messages have really helped you this week. They've given you some tasks to do this week, some actions to take. So I really hope that has supported you. And of course, if you need any extra support, I am here. I offer a free virtual coffee chat online where we can have a chat about where you are in your life and any help that you may need right now and how I can support you with that. So I'll pop a link in the bottom of this video for you. So I want to thank you for joining me, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the Self-Care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. And you can connect with me on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me privately, visit my website, nicoleivins.com.